Welcome to a very special edition of Shedding Light today. The show heard every Monday from 1 to 2 here on KZSU Stanford, and trying to shed light on different subjects that might be important in all our lives. And down in Louisiana, coming out of Louisiana this month, two wonderful compilation CDs of Louisiana music. A lot of blues and some Zydeco there. That was Sonny Landreth with Swamp Stomp, the title track from the new Louisiana Swamp Stomp record. And I want to read these two paragraphs real quick. Louisiana, arguably the hard luck capital of the United States over the past several years, thanks to natural and man-made disasters, once again demonstrates that its creative spirit remains resolutely intact. At a time when local residents are struggling to rebuild and return the region to its pre-Katrina BP oil spill vitality, a group of native and transplanted sons and daughters are assembled to record Louisiana Swamp Stomp, a heartfelt celebration of the region's rich and colorful musical, cultural, and culture and heritage. If the project was solely the release of a collection of compelling blues and American roots music by a group of outstanding Louisianans, joined by an equally impressive cast of Chicago-based musicians, the record would stand on its own as one of 2010's most noteworthy efforts. Louisiana Swamp Stomp, however, boasts much more than the sum of its world-class parts. Inspired by the near-fatal bout of viral encephalitis suffered by guitarist Buddy Flett in 2008, this album is dedicated to supporting the newly created Northern Louisiana Brain and Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. When Flett went down, the Louisiana blues community, of which he's been such an integral part, stepped up. Their commitment is reflected in the bottom line. All the proceeds from this record go to the Northern Louisiana Brain and Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. And on the phone with us now, the director of that foundation, Mr. Paul McCarthy. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you? And hello to everyone in the Bay Area.
I'm doing great, thank you. And you're not only a physician and a director of this foundation, but you used to have a blues show on the radio.
I did many years ago when I was in college in Cleveland, Ohio.
That is great, man. So it's kind of a full circle coming back home to being in on the production of this record, huh?
Yeah, it's I know when we were talking earlier, I remember around 20 years ago playing Carol Fran records, and I never thought I'd get to meet people like her.
Yeah.
You just can't predict the future.
Yeah, this record is amazing. It's in our main rotation now. It's out on Honeybee Productions, which is a production company up in Ohio, so you've really teamed up people from all over the country. And it's featuring some great harmonica blues, some great soul blues. It's got the classic Henry Gray, piano player, used to be in Howlin' Wolf's band. Little Buck Senegal used to be in Buckwheat Zydeco. I mean, he was Buckwheat, but he was with Clifton Chenier for so many years. You have Buckwheat Zydeco playing organ on here, Stanley Dural playing organ. Little Freddie King's on here, Percy Sledge, Sonny Landreth. It's an amazing collection. And what the thing I really like about it, the point to it, is what I just read about the all the proceeds going to that foundation. First of all, Paul, kind of reintroduce yourself to the folks. Who are you, and how did you get to this point here?
Well, it's actually, you're just hearing those names, I almost had to pinch myself. I'm an obsessed blues fan and roots music fan.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
And you live in Shreveport now?
I live in Shreveport, Louisiana. I've been here for about 5 years.
How did you make it to Shreveport?
I'm actually an intensive care doctor that kind of specializes in people that have had brain injury.
Uh-huh.
And I came to Louisiana specifically because there was a couple of doctors in Shreveport that are pretty well-known, believe it or not, from Louisiana intensive care doctors.
Uh-huh.
And I specifically came down here because I wanted to train with them. And my plan was to train for a couple of years and go somewhere else. And I kind of really clicked with me with the hospital. I'm at LSU's hospital that's in Shreveport, and they asked me to stay on and to kind of help develop their neurologic unit. So that's kind of, you know, how I came to Shreveport as far as my day job.
Mm-hmm.
And when I, you may or may not know this, but when I first came here And I was actually familiar with Buddy Flett, just knowing Blue Circles, and he had a band of Bluebirds, and he's played with Kenny Wayne Shepherd and a number of people down here. So he's kind of known, at least in Blue Circles. So I was familiar with him by name.
Yeah.
But he got sick, as it talks about there, and then everybody in the whole hospital, because of my obsession with blues, said, "Oh, you and him got to hook up." And when I met him, he was really out of it. He was really sick. And people are saying, you know, he's not doing well. And I actually wasn't taking care of him, but people on our team were. And they said, "Well, you got to get to meet this guy." And I told him something that you may not know, that I was a very good friend with Robert Lockwood in Cleveland.
Oh, really?
And he, when I told him that, his eyes just popped out of his head. And he's like, "Wow, that is, like, so cool, man." And it was just, for me, it was like, because a lot of people don't know who Robert Lockwood is, and if you're a really hardcore blues fan, you do. And he gave the answer I wish everybody would when they hear the name Robert Lockwood.
Stepson to Robert Johnson.
Exactly. And his head just popped out of his eyes. So I just remembered that. And then actually months and months and months went by, and I got to meet his brother, actually, Bruce Flett, who's played with him for years and has a band down here. And after talking with Bruce, he said, "Well, you got to start talking to my brother. You know, he's really getting a lot better." So myself and Buddy became very good friends. As a matter of fact, because of my job in medicine, I rarely get to spend much time with people who aren't physicians. And it's kind of refreshing, and especially because the things outside of medicine that I'm interested in, Buddy's interested in too. So we, you know, we're like, you know, just two kids you can't separate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause we talk about this musician and that, and all his heroes are my heroes.
Wow.
So you know, we've kind of developed a really, really tight bond. And at the same time, I work with people that are doing neurologic research, some basic scientists and some physicians, and as is everywhere, including at Stanford, no one has enough money for research, and especially
sure.
this little hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Right.
And my personality tends to be kind of perseverance, and I was saying, well, you know, we should just start some kind of foundation and start trying to generate money. We may not get millions, but if we get, you know, a couple bucks, it's better than nothing and sitting and crying. And a couple of us said, yeah, we should start something. And then we started talking about fundraisers, and everybody said, well, I don't have time to do anything. And I was talking with Buddy and Bruce and saying kind of the idea about maybe we should get together and start recording some people. So the two the charity started separate, but right in line with the idea of doing a record. And I said, well, if we're going to do a record, why don't we just do a record and just have it go for the charity?
There you go.
And you know, I think we all have a little bit of ulterior motives, but you know, these musicians are heroes to me.
Sure.
And I probably use this a little bit of excuse to, you know, to get people to record. I don't know if I would have just called them up cold call and said, I'm some guy in Shreveport. You mm-hmm. want to do a record? But when they all knew Buddy.
Okay.
And there's a couple of them I actually know, some people that know Henry Gray, so I did know a couple people myself. But between knowing Buddy and his history, I mean, every single person that we asked said, absolutely, when do you need me?
That is great.
Why
don't we take a little listen to a little bit of Buddy Flett, and also let people know the CD is called Louisiana Swamp Stomp. The proceeds are going to help this wonderful organization, Northern Louisiana Brain and Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. And your website is brainhelp.org, right?
Yes.
And so folks can just log on to brainhelp.org and find out more about the organization and probably find the CD there too, right?
Yes, they can find the CD there. And then starting tomorrow, it'll be on Amazon and Best Buy and Barnes & Noble, Borders, all those. We have distribution everywhere.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Let's hear a little bit of Buddy Flett and then come back and continue this conversation with Dr. Paul McCarthy from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Won't care.
Just a little bit of Buddy Flett there. And that's off the brand new Louisiana Swamp Stomp album CD that's just come out. And we're on the phone with the director of the foundation that CD was made for, Dr. Paul McCarthy. Did Buddy Flett get okay? I guess he did, huh?
He, like a lot of people that have brain injury, the recovery is rarely quick. It's slow.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of started the concept about this probably a year and a half ago. And he was playing, but he's still, even if you didn't know him, you'd think, well, you know, something's not quite right with this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always, or at least, you know, back then he was very forgetful. And it's one thing that I don't really see it as much because of this, but my wife says so. But Buddy got so much, and both Buddy and myself, you know, almost to the point where you're obsessed as we're putting a project together.
Yeah.
But she says, oh, my God, this is the best thing for him because, you know, he has to do so much, you know, intellectually for this. He's figuring out people and calling and, you know, telling his friends. He, over the last year and a half since this project, he's a completely different person.
Wow.
A matter of fact, when he first, that's the first song he's written since, and he's written a lot of songs. And as a matter of fact, the Percy Sledge tune on there he wrote. So he's written a lot of songs for some people that are a lot more famous than him.
Interesting.
But this was the first song he wrote, and actually it's supposed to be about his experience when he was in intensive care unit. He was, you know, he was hallucinating and all that type of thing that happened.
Yeah.
But he first recorded that, one of the first, because we were kind of, you know, one weekend here, you know, usually they're actually done on Tuesdays when we would get together and do one or two songs depending on who we were recording, and mm-hmm. it was over several months. And his song was one of the first songs recorded. And when he first was doing that song, it was still a slide tune, but it was a very kind of a slow, kind of had a more of a kind of a folky kind of sound. And it was not that it was a bad tune, but it was a different song. And I know we talked earlier, but after Carol Fran did her songs, he goes, my song's not good enough to even put on the CD. He goes, I got to record this again. I said, no, it's good enough. He goes, no, I'm not. He goes, I got to record this again. So he actually drove down to Lafayette, which is about an hour and a half from here, where we recorded most of the songs, and redid that tune.
Hmm.
And he had it has a lot. It's not, I don't say it's necessarily a better song, but it's a different tune. It has more energy the way he did it. And he actually, I think he, you know, did that in one or two takes, just went and played it, and he was really excited that he says, this is more the type of tune we want for this CD.
That's great. So maybe this CD really helped heal him.
I don't want to take credit for that because, you know, something other than myself healed him, but I think it was probably a good part of his recovery.
Yeah, the fact he had to put all the energy into it,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he's been a great help, and mm-hmm. probably he helps heal me, too, because he gets my mind off other things than my job.
Good idea. Talking to Dr. Paul McCarthy from Shreveport, Louisiana, the director of the Northern Louisiana Brain and Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. And they cut a brand new CD with blues-based musicians in Louisiana and around Chicago. And some of the greats are on here. Buckwheat Zydeco is actually playing organ, but you got the great soul singer Percy Sledge. Sonny Landreth does the title track. Paul Littlebuck Senegal, like I mentioned, Larry Garner. Wayne Doopsy, that must be Rockin' Doopsy's son, huh?
It is, yes, absolutely.
And the Zydeco Hellraisers. And a great harp player singer in the vein of old Slim Harpo, Omar Coleman.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
You guys,
Omar is actually, he lives in Chicago, and he's a good friend of mine. I've known him for years.
Oh.
And I'm not to plug our next project, but we recorded a CD with Omar Coleman. And the Honeybee label in Ohio actually is myself and a couple friends.
Okay.
We had that a few years ago. But at the same time we were talking about Buddy's project, we actually recorded Omar's record, which isn't released yet, but it's finished.
Oh.
And Omar and Kenny Smith, who actually is Muddy, or Willie Big Eye Smith's son,
right,
from Muddy Waters' band, they did recorded that project, and I was telling them about this one. They said, well, why don't you put us on that song? And I said, well, it's a Louisiana record. And it was kind of a joking thing, but they said, well, you don't think we're as good as Louisiana guys? I said, no, it's not that. It's just, it's got a Louisiana. And they said, well, we'll do a Slim Harpo tune. I said, okay. And then they did Mojo Hand, which I think that's one of the best songs on the CD.
Yeah.
And technically, that's That's a Lightnin' Hopkins song, so technically he didn't live in Louisiana, but he played in a lot in the theme. So I said, well, we'll break the rule that it's not even a cover of Louisiana Guy, but we'll break that rule because it's such a good song and talks about Louisiana.
Let's take a quick little listen to a little piece of that Mojo Hand here on Shedding Light. Just from time constraints, we got to cut that piece a little short, and we are going to go out with your favorite on the record, the Carol Fran thing.
Yeah, I'm really proud because I have a lot of favorites, but I think I still Carol Fran is like really special, and especially since many of your listeners may not know, she had a stroke a few years ago, and she's kind of has gone through some of the things Buddy has, and having a neurologic illness, and then kind of getting better, and she's just fantastic. And
that's
and
great.
Being in the studio and seeing her, even the engineer who's recorded a whole bunch of famous people said, he goes, most sessions when you're a professional engineer, you don't remember. He goes, I will never forget when we recorded Carol Fran.
Wow. Dr. Paul McCarthy from Shreveport, Louisiana, has started the Northern Louisiana Brain and Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. And brainhelp.org is their website. You can get a copy of this new CD, which all proceeds go to the foundation. And sounds like you're just, you're all set to, poised to really make this thing successful. You got the Honeybee Entertainment behind you. You got a brand new CD out. The future's looking pretty good, huh?
As you probably know, this isn't the best economy to have any record release, especially a blues song, blues record, but
that's right.
But we're doing it anyways, and we're getting a lot of support. And the thing that's which I was hoping to do was because of the charity angle, people that would probably never buy a blues record or a blues based record have bought it, and I cannot think of one that hasn't called me up or emailed and said, "My God, this is fantastic! Where do I get more of this stuff?" And that was, something that we're kind of proud to have happen too. A couple people have called about a couple of the artists about trying to get them to do gigs and stuff. So
very
so,
cool.
It's you guys doing everything we're hoping for.
You guys might have to do a little tour.
We talked about that too. That's your. we're actually talking about that now.
Take that package tour to Europe, man. They'll love it over there.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah.
Yeah, and that might set the stage for a volume two. You never
know.
You're
reading my mind.
It's your dream come true, Paul.
Yeah.
Dr. Paul McCarthy, look, I want to thank you so much for all your great work. Brainhelp.org is the website, folks. Get out, get a copy of the CD, Louisiana Swamp Stomp, and support this great foundation, Northern Louisiana Brain and Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. And if you're ever out this way, Paul, stop by the station and say hi.
I do come out to the West Coast once or twice a year, so I'm going to take you up on that.
Do that. Wait, we'll go see some blues.
Absolutely.
We're going to take it out with Carol Fran. And thank you again for all your great work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Stay in touch, Paul.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Here's Carol Fran.
Echo Team Court Demo 3. Sakas Walker, Shelby D. Shaki Bree, Sepalo. I won't know if do that to me. elas falam. Tente falar com o Jepassi. Eu tentei, elas falam. Tente falar com o Jepassi. Hoje, trouvé, tô lá, vou ver espanhol. Tous les jours, c'est pas la même.
Carol Fran in French off the brand new Louisiana Swamp Stomp album, the one of the compilations that's come out of Louisiana, nonprofit helping folks out.